now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
The show takes place on the third Wednesday of every month at the Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado.
Today's story comes from Jeff Campbell. Jeff's been part of Denver's creative community for over two decades as a hip-hop and spoken word artist, educator, playwright, and actor. In 2014, Jeff also performed with the Narrators and a bunch of puppets as part of a special collaboration with Off Center at the Jones Theater. This story was recorded live at our fifth anniversary show on March 18th, 2015. The theme of the evening was symbiotes, and Jeff's story is entitled A Tribe Called Crush.
Oh. Hello, 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 good and friendly people. Welcome. Welcome to the Buntport. My name is Jeff Campbell. I'm going to tell you a story. This story, the topic is symbiosis. Okay. And I thought I knew the definition of symbiosis because I used to be in a band and I went to a festival in Northern California. This is it called Symbiosis Festival. And there was DMT and mescaline and ayahuasca and mushrooms and things of that nature. And so I thought I definitely understood what symbiosis meant. But it was different when I looked it up on Google. But close. Close. I've never had so many hugs in my fucking life. So definitely close. So I'm going to tell you a story about symbiosis. There was a young lady. Her name was Rachel. She worked at Radio 1190 for the hip-hop. They have a hip-hop show on Radio 1190, and it's called Bass Mentalism. And it's like, you know, it's a play on words. It's not really a word. It'll be a word eventually in the dictionary, but not now, not yet, but soon. Okay? Rachel is very attractive. I was attracted to Rachel. Rachel was not attracted to me. Not in the least. Not in the least. So there's no symbiosis going on there from the beginning, but it gets better, trust me. So this, I'm saying it's 2003, 2004. This was like 2003, 2004. It was Slick Rick had come to town. Slick Rick. Are you familiar? Does any children's stories? Slick Rick. Yeah. He was coming to town for a concert. He's a performing artist. He does what is known as hip-hop music. And I was a fan. Rachel is a fan. She went with friends, not with me. I went and saw her there. I went alone. I live there in Five Points, Cervantes' masterpiece. Ballroom's just right across the street, so it's not a big deal. I make sure people know that, yeah, it's not a big deal. I'm just across the street. I'm not, you know, it's not a big deal that I'm going by myself because it's across the street. I have plenty of friends to call, and if I want to go with company, I'll go with company. But this time, I'm just rolling dolo. So I get there. Rachel's there. She's with friends, all ladies. They're there. They're drinking beers from bottles. I, too, am drinking a beer from a bottle. We're standing by a speaker, and we're just talking. I'm looking at Rachel. You know, in a very creepy way, so that she invites me into the conversation. It works, and we're talking, and I'm in there with her, and we're just talking, and I'm saying creepy stuff like how hot she looks tonight and things like that. And it's only creepy because she's not attracted. If she was attracted, it wouldn't be creepy, but the fact that she has no attraction it's creepy. So it means stop and let that be a lesson to men. You know, hey, if they're not attracted, just let it go. But, you know, we're working on the symbiosis here. We ain't got time to take no for an answer. All right? So I'm hanging out with Rachel and her girlfriends, and there's this dude, this big dude, looks like a reject from the Broncos. Big ass. Big dude. I mean, in short, he's big. Like, I'm talking 6'5" plus, about 230, 240. He's like big. I'm not exactly... I mean, there was a time. However, anyway, this big dude, you know, has a, it appears to be his girlfriend to me. And this is the thing, it's just men, women, different perspective is different. And I understand completely. And so, you know, we're working on symbiosis. He has a girlfriend, and she's just barking in this other girl's ear, just yelling and screaming, like going crazy, like she wants to fight. And he keeps jerking her. You know, he's like talking in her ear. Like, and like, she's really small, so it's like, you know, it looks crazy. Like her hair is like flops around and looks crazy when he grabs her. And it's aggressive, and he's aggressively grabbing her, and I completely understand. And Rachel looks at me and says, "Look at that dude over there grabbing that girl. That's some bullshit." I said, "Yeah, I think that he's just, you know, maybe she's had a little too much, and that, you know, I think that there's, it's probably not what it looked, you know." And she looks at me, and she looks at me, and she's like, "I can't believe you're standing here while another man is handling a woman like that." And I'm like, I'm sure that's, you know, there's a lot going on there. And it's not at all. And she looks me up and down. Rachel looks me up and down and goes, "I didn't know you were such a punk." And just at that moment, I look over, and the dude, and another woman, women can see this big-ass dude, and they see him grabbing his girlfriend. It's his girlfriend. It is his girlfriend. And they see him grabbing her, and they see that. And so another girl walks up to him and pushes him from behind and starts yelling at him, and, like, she's beating on him, okay? He turns around and pushes her, okay? And at that point, I set my beer down on the speaker, and I turn. His back is towards me. He doesn't see me. So I run as hard as I can, and I put my shoulder as hard as I can into his back. And I mean, okay, he's blindsided. He can't see me. You know, I'm running as hard as I can. I hit him with my shoulder in his back, and he, you know, bam, I hit him, and I knock him to the ground. And as we're falling to the ground, I clasp my hands in front of his body, so, like, his shoulder is, like, in my elbow like this. And under his other arm, like his right arm, my other arm is like this, and like, I'm around his neck, and we're on the ground. We're on the ground, like, so I'm laying on the ground, and his head is right next to my head. Okay? And I'm like, "You can't be doing no shit like that. You gotta get the fuck out of here, man. You can't be putting your hands on no woman." And he says, "Okay, no problem. No problem, dude. I got you, dude." So he does a push-up. And then he stands. And my feet aren't touching the ground. My feet are not on the ground. And it's like, it like dawned on him. You know, because I kind of like shimmied. I shimmied a little bit and my grip broke. And then I remember this part of my head, the forehead. I remember this. I don't remember if it was like elbow or a fist or perhaps just the butt of his hand. I don't.
That part I don't remember. But then I remember seeing my feet and the ceiling. I remember seeing both my feet and the ceiling simultaneously and thinking, that's peculiar. Then there was like a table in my back and these two drinks and these girls screaming, jumping out of their chairs. And I was, you know, and it's just all ceiling from there. And I sit up and I hear laughter. I hear, that's what I hear. It was clear to me that that was laughter. And so I jumped up right away. And I looked at him, I said, you gotta leave, man. And he looks at me for a minute and he starts to walk. And I'll, you know, let's face it, because of the laughter, I followed him. It's definitely because of the laughter. Like, had, you know, nobody laughed, I'd have been like, job done, right? But because, you know, the ego, the male ego is, ladies, as you know, is powerful, I mean, you know? So I followed him. I'm like, yeah, you got to get the fuck up out of here. And so then he turned and faced me. And I distinctly remember this time what it was. It was definitely the fist this time. And it was like, pow! And it was like, okay. And then it was carpet, and there was, you know, a little bit of dizziness. He was gone. And then my friend Josh, who was working at Cervantes at the time, another fight had broke out. And it's like, Jeff, come on. And I was like, no. I'm not security here. I'm not security. I'm not, you know, about to do this. So I, at that point, I just kind of gained my consciousness. I walked back over to where Rachel and her friends were standing. And I grabbed my beer. I took a swig. I just kind of relaxed. And she goes, I can't believe you let that dude punk you like that. And so in comes the symbiosis part, the symbiosis, because at that point, I was no longer attracted to Rachel. So thus, you see how now our relationship is completely compatible with one another. And, yeah, that's... I'll see her at a party now, and I'll nod with my drink. Hey, yeah. But I'm not going over there to talk to her. And, yeah, so thank you, narrators, and thank you, folks. That's my story.
Jeff Campbell.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Aaron Rollman, Mary Robertson, and me, Ron Doyle. I produce and record the podcast with engineering assistance by Josh Johnson, and our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal.
The Narrators podcast is brought to you by these amazing sponsors.
The great guys at Illegal Pete's and Greater Than Records, who in addition to providing rad burritos all over town, provide great local music and comedy.
The next time you need a photographer, remember From the Hip Photo. You can learn more about their honest and unforgettable service at fromthehipphoto.com.
Check out the appropriately named Sexy Pizza on their website, sexypizzaonline.com.
And finally, by Breckenridge Brewery, making balanced, approachable, and interesting handcrafted beers in Colorado for over 25 years. Check them out at breckbrew.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite mobile podcatcher. For more information and to find past episodes, visit thenarrators.org.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.